Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to What Culture. I'm Scott, joined by Josh.
Hello, Scott.
Josh, my friend, all of the latest things about the Spider-Man 3 keep rolling out. They're increasingly ridiculous in regards to the fact that if you don't know, basically, and you're trying to keep up with Spider-Man 3 news, it seems like the way that Sony are going is to roll in as many parts of the IP that they own as possible in the form of a multiverse. So we'll get to some other stuff that's already been confirmed, you know, the likes of Jamie Foxx coming back as Electro from Ultimate Spider-Man 2. But the biggest thing, the newest thing, is confirmed, or well, as far as the GWW.com are confirmed, are concerned, saying that Alfred Molina is now coming back as Doc Ock from Sam Raimi's Spider-Man 2. It was written up on the GWW as the person saying that they were finally given the green light from a Marvel/Disney insider to confirm that Alfred Molina has been on set for the last couple of weeks for Spider-Man 3, and he started to film some of his scenes. Now, these scenes, it does say, involve stunt choreography. So one of the biggest fan theories out there is that there'll be some sort of scene in this new movie where, you know, Tom Holland's Spider-Man goes through some sort of portal, whatever you want to imagine, where X number of cameos can just fly in and you can do whatever you want. But I think if Doc Ock is doing stunt choreography, if Molina's doing that sort of thing, then assumedly it's a bigger scene overall.
I hope so, Scott. Like, my big kind of worry with all of this news, as exciting as it is that it's going to amount to like 5 seconds of screen time for each returning person. Like, I want to see Jamie Foxx's new Electro. I want to see Alfred Molina back as Doc Ock, one of the all-time greatest movie superhero villains, an absolutely amazing actor to go alongside it as well. If he was only back for a cameo, of course, I would pop, but I really hope there's something more substantial there. And to be honest, like, this entire multiverse sort of thing, I suppose, I kept going backwards and forwards on it when the first rumors came out, when Jamie Foxx was first announced, when there were rumors about Tobey Maguire and Andrew Garfield coming back. I didn't know if I wanted it because I kind of wanted Spider-Man 3 to be a solo Tom Holland experience, to kind of strip all of that bloat away and just have it be a story about him and find out more about this version. But admittedly, if they are going to tease multiverse stuff and they're going to bring one or two characters back, if they're going to do it, for me, they have to commit to it. They have to bring back Alfred Molina like this. You have to bring back Willem Dafoe. You have to bring back all the Spider-Man. Like, don't half measure it. If you're flirting around with some characters, just bring them all back. You know what I mean? You've got this multiverse of possibilities. So go nuts.
It makes me wonder, I mean, if you're Mr. Sony and you're looking at the likes of the Endgame, you know, on your left scene, like all the portals opening up, everybody coming in, I can just see someone at Sony sitting down and going, what can we do that's our version of that? Because they held on to the Spider-Man IP for dear life during that whole, you know, Sony-Marvel dispute thing, and they managed to obviously retain the rights to the IP and the use of Spider-Man on film and stuff. And I kind of think it's just, it feels like a corporate brainstorm session gone mad. And just them right, well, we have all these IPs, all these past versions of Spider-Man, Tobey Maguire's still alive, Andrew Garfield's still alive, Alfred Molina's still alive, get on the blower and get them in. And so you've got the other things for this potential, you know, everybody coming together type scene is we've got Jamie Foxx is confirmed as returning as Electro. He tweeted out after the initial report leaked that he was potentially returning as Electro to confirm it. In the rumour pool, though, is Tobey Maguire and Andrew Garfield. They're just rumoured to return in the final scene of Spider-Man 3. Which you can kind of imagine being all the Spider-Man on one side, all the villains on the other side, and that would explain the Alfred Molina stunt choreography thing, that all the versions of Spider-Man, your Tom Holland, Maguire, Andrew Garfield, whatever, are all going to go up against X number of villains in a row. Is that something you'd like to see?
like, I mean, of course it is Scott Silver, man. Yeah, I'm like a huge Spider-Man fan, grew up with these movies, grew up with these characters, and as much as kind of the wannabe cinema-going, you know, snob in me wants some kind of character-driven solo Spider-Man affair where we dig into the psychology of who Peter Parker is, if they're going to go for spectacle, you've got to go all out exactly like you said, and I don't think you bring back the villains from the other franchises if you also don't bring back the heroes from the other franchises, you know what I mean? Yeah. Even if you can't get them back for long, even if you can't get Tobey Maguire locked down or Andrew Garfield locked down, someone in the Sam Raimi Spider-Man suit, someone in the Amazing Spider-Man Mark Webb suit, like, I feel like you just have them included somehow, at least briefly. And yeah. I think it would be on that kind of endgame level, you know what I mean? It would be a spectacle, you know, if you even just look casually at casual, you know, superhero fans on Facebook, there's always like these really crappily thrown together mock-ups of all the three Spider-Men together, and people who don't really follow comics, they don't really follow the MCU even, get excited about it, because it's an exciting prospect, because like we said, so many people grew up on those versions of that character and those movies, so to see them all together in one movie would ultimately be a dream come true, and I think elevates Spider-Man 3 to that next level. You know, Far From Home, Homecoming already did very well critically and commercially, but this could push it up even more. This could push it up and make it feel like a proper Avengers movie, or, you know, like a Civil War or something like that. Have the crossover appeal that we know people like, because Spider-Verse came out, and while that is a great Miles Morales tale in its own right, it undoubtedly was helped by the appeal of having all of these different versions of this one character in the same movie. So to see that in live action, like, I'm coming around to it more and more with each passing rumor, you know?
I've got an idea, mate. I've just thought,
go on, mate.
If they're bringing all of it together, right, you bring Topher Grace's Venom back, and you bring Tom Hardy's Venom in, and you have Tom Hardy's Venom kill Topher Grace's Venom and proclaim himself the real Venom. Yeah, bite his head off. Tell him he's got a bad kidney, whatever it was, that whole thing, or pancreas and all that. Bring back all that, and then you've got Tom Hardy. That could absolutely happen, couldn't it? I'm getting a bit gleeful now, but that could happen.
Dude, that's the ultimate popper. Like, I love I love Spider-Man 3, right? I have a real fondness for that movie. Look, it's here. It's whatculture.com. It's Josh Talks About Spider-Man 3. But to see that, like, yeah, of course I'll be here for it. Like, to see the worlds collide, to see that kind of level of fan service. The movie might not have much depth to it, but my lord, would, like, that moment especially be gift to death and just be everywhere. But I mean, ultimately, I hope it is more than just fan service. Ultimately, I hope it is more than just an excuse to have this celebration of iconography and previous actors. I hope, like I said at the start, someone like Alfred Molina, should he be back in the suit, should he be, you know, doing stunt choreography, also have at least some dramatic material to chew on, some kind of character depth that, you know, justifies bringing him back, because otherwise you could theoretically just get his likeness and do like a CGI version of the character and accomplish the same thing. Like, if you're bringing him back, give him something to chew on. Give him a solid material that justifies his presence in the story itself, not just his presence in the film or franchise.
There's the whole other side of this where it's like, how do you even explain that Doc Ock? Because we pretty much saw him, not in real time, but we knew where he was throughout all of Spider-Man 2. So what, at some point in that movie, he just stepped through a portal, did a big old fight, and then went back again?
Well, Scotty T, this is sort of the big question. I think what they're going to do with this, judging by Jamie Foxx's comments, because he said Electro's going to be back, but he's not going to be blue like he was in The Amazing Spider-Man 2. I imagine they are potentially alternate versions of the characters we've already seen from perhaps fractured different timelines. So it's going to be potentially, you know, Alfred Molina back as Doc Ock, but maybe this is kind of like adjacent to the true Sam Raimi franchise. It's still kind of set in there, but it's also kind of potentially parallel. I obviously do not know. I have not seen the script. I have not talked to John Watts or anyone making it, but I feel like that's how they maybe skirt around that to not invalidate what we've already seen and what's already been established, you know?
Yeah, I mean, it's comics. If you've read comics, you know that like there's multiverses, there's parallel dimensions. It's just whatever you need to make it happen. Just the fan service dimension, whatever it is, they were just languishing in there, waiting to come through. But either way, it's a big old talking point. The idea that the next step, how Sony are potentially trying to, you know, get on par with the level of hype that was at the end of Endgame. The idea of everybody coming together. When you are Sony, and you only have access to one IP, but it is something that stretches so long. You have a lot of different movies to pull from, lots of different actors to pull from. So let us know what you think down in the comments below. Which versions of these characters do you want to see return, and what are the dream scenarios could you think of, the likes of which I'm going to pin on Venom destroying other Venom. For now, though, I've been Scott from WhatCulture.com.
I've been Josh from WhatCulture.com.
And we'll catch you next time. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.